Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story. It happened in Melbourne, Australia. There was a woman there who unfortunately had become very, very sick. So sick that the doctors gave up. The doctor said there's no hope for her at all. She has only a short time to live, and then that will be all. Sometime later, she fell asleep, and she had a dream. And in her dream, she was standing at one end of a long tunnel. And at the other end of the tunnel, she could see her bubby, her grandmother. And her grandmother was beckoning to her, saying, "Come, come, come join me here." Now, of course, her grandmother had passed away many, many years before. And so it was clear that the meaning of the dream was that you are finished your life in the physical world, and now it's time to come and join me here in the future world, in Gan Eden, in Shemayim, in heaven, wherever she was. Obviously, she was in a good place. And she said to her granddaughter, "Come and join me. Leave your life. Your life is over. Leave. Come to me." So the woman answered, "Okay, here I come." And she began to move in her dream through the tunnel towards her grandmother. And suddenly, in her dream, the Rebbe appeared, and the Rebbe said, Hold on tight. And she suddenly grabbed something. She wasn't sure what it was, but she grabbed something in the dream, and she was holding and holding and holding tight. She was holding tight, and she was saying, I'm holding. And the nurses came running because she was actually screaming out, I'm holding on. And they came running to see what was going on. And she woke up and she realized it was a dream. And that was the end of the dream. Miraculously, she began to recover. And she got better. She got better. She got better till she was all better. And so she realized, and she talked to some of the shluchim there, Mrs. Groner in particular, that the Rebbe had saved her from passing away. That the Rebbe appeared to her in the dream and said to hold on. She held on, and that led to her recovering. And she definitely felt that the Rebbe had somehow brought a blessing to her from Hashem, and that she had therefore recovered. So after a while, of course, actually soon, she wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and she explained the whole story, what happened. But in the meantime, she found out, incredibly, that two other people had the same dream, meaning about her, that two other people in her family had dreamt the same dream, that they saw this woman, their relative. I don't remember which relatives they were. I think maybe a brother and maybe her husband. I'm not sure. But in their dreams, they saw the same thing happening where she was at one end of the tunnel and her grandmother was saying, come to me. And she said, okay. And then the Rebbe appeared in the dream and said, no, you have to hold on. And she held on very tightly. So the three of them had the same dream, basically, except for that the woman was in the dream and the other two were watching her in their dream. So in any case, they wrote into the Rebbe the whole story. And after a while, when she was better enough, she wanted to go to New York, although it's a long, long trip from Melbourne. It's literally the other side of the world. It's about as long a trip as you could take on our globe. And she wanted to go to the Rebbe, and she went with Mrs. Groner, who was the wife of the shliach, that she was a shlucha that had a very close relationship with her. And so they went together to the Rebbe, and they stood in line. Many, many people came every single Sunday to see the Rebbe, and they would stand on line, and the Rebbe would give them a dollar for tzedakah and bracha, and sometimes people would ask questions and so forth. And when it came their turn, Mrs. Groner said, "This is the woman who had the dream," because they had already written to the Rebbe about the dream. And the Rebbe said, "It wasn't a dream, it was reality." Now, what did the Rebbe mean by that? Seemingly, the Rebbe was not just in the dream. The Rebbe was apparently aware of what was going on, and the dream was actually a vision of what was actually going on, that her soul was really about to leave this world. And the Rebbe actually got involved and somehow or another helped her. She had to do her part of holding on. But the Rebbe gave her the encouragement and the empowerment and inspiration and whatever else it took and the spiritual ability to actually hold on. In other words, it wasn't just a dream. It was reality. That is what was going on, that her soul was ready to leave, and that Rebbe encouraged her to stay here in this world and gave her the ability to do so. So we see from this story that the Rebbe was a person who was able to go beyond the limits of what is in the dream world and what is in the real world. That the Rebbe was actually involved in keeping this neshama here in this world, obviously because she had not finished her mission yet. There was more important work for her to do. But it's very important to know that in every generation there is, as the Zohar says, ispashtusa de Moshe, the outspread, the extension of Moshe in every generation. That is the Nasi Ador, the leader of the generation, who, of course, is the Mashiach Shebador, the person who can bring the Geula, whether that person is potentially Mashiach or actually Mashiach. But this is an important part of our life as a Jew, to know that we're not here alone, but there is a leader of the generation who is able to help us in all kinds of ways. Of course, we have to do the work. We have to do the work of learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, davening. We have to do the work. But Hashem works together, so to speak, with His servant. Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdai. And the Jewish people believed after the miracle of the splitting of the sea, the drowning of the Egyptians in it, the Torah says they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. That this is what our belief means, that we believe in Hashem and that He has a servant, someone who He works through, such as Moshe Rabbeinu. Just to add in a little bit about Mashiach and Geula, we are in this week's Torah portion learning about different karbanos, one of them being the oila, the burnt offering. Our Chacham tell us that if we study about the burnt offering, then it's as if we brought the burnt offering. Now today, it's different than in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. In those days, only a kohen could actually bring the burnt offering. But anybody is able to study about the burnt offering, and therefore anybody is considered, if they do that, as if they brought the burnt offering. And this is what we should try to do as well. Our tefillos, our prayers, are in the place of karbanos, are taking the place of the offerings. Therefore, it's important to use out our ability to daven to Hashem and to be very, very sincere in our prayers and to really ask for what we need. Thank Hashem for what He gives us. And especially now, we need to have a complete and quick victory in Eretz Yisrael against their enemies, that we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, have any more soldiers lost or civilians killed or hurt, injured, but rather we should have a complete and total victory without any more harm to any Jews, and this complete and total victory should completely get rid of Hamas, just like we got rid of Haman and all of our enemies, and we should bring in the world of the Geula, that at that time all people will come over to serve Hashem, to help the Jewish people in their service of Hashem, and altogether people will serve Hashem in the world of Mashiach and Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially thank you for increasing your learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs, davening, acts of goodness and kindness to bring Mashiach, may it happen immediately.